Hey everyone, welcome back to the Million Dollar Nonprofit Podcast. Today we're diving into something that's a little bit different, but incredibly valuable for nonprofit leaders. How to use AI note takers to capture, organize, and actually act on the information from your meetings and calls. I'm talking with Faggy Gilder, an expert in marketing operations, system, and AI for nonprofits. We'll cover everything from getting started with AI note takers, common misconceptions, and simple ways to automate your workflows to uncover insights that help you better engage donors, volunteers, and your community. If you're curious about how AI can save time, improve your decision-making, and take your nonprofit operations to the next level, this episode is packed with actionable tips you won't want to miss. Faggy, thank you so much for being on this episode of the Million Dollar Nonprofit Podcast.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
You bet. So we're talking about something that we have never talked about before, but I know it's valuable. And I know after this episode, everybody will start using AI note takers once they figure out the valuable information that they could actually pull out of it to actually put into action and get some good and valuable results. I want to just start off by saying, when I first started seeing AI note takers everywhere, whether it's Zoom or Google Meets or even on phone calls and anything nowadays, I never really put much thought into it. I just saw, okay, great. This is something that'll just kind of track what I say and give me an update in the first probably several months of using it. I never did anything with it. And I'm assuming that that's probably what a lot of people do these days is they know that the tools are available, but they don't really see the benefit of them. And they never really want to start to use them, or maybe they use them, but they don't do anything with the transcripts of the AI note taker. I know this is something that you work with a lot of nonprofit clients, and this is one of those features that has so much valuable information in it, and nobody's really utilizing it. So I want to kind of open up this episode and have you tell us a little bit about what you do with your nonprofit customers that with the AI note taker, and then what are some of the, I guess, common misconceptions that people, when you first introduce them to start using this, you know, what is kind of some of the pushback? And then what are some of those eye-opening experiences that they have after they start utilizing it the right way?
So I work with nonprofits on marketing, operations, and systems. Usually that includes AI, automation, project management. I do fractional support as well as project-based work. And so with my clients and for myself in my own business, I have found AI note takers to be an incredible tool to add to the toolbox. And there are so many free versions, cheap options that I really think it's a huge boon to anyone working. So most people, if they're using it, they use it just in a straightforward way, just to take notes. And I've heard many people say that they realize they're better able to focus in their meeting when they know the note taker is taking notes. And that's something I've enjoyed as well. So it definitely just improves the meeting experience. I do know some nonprofits have AI or AI note taker policies, which is a good idea. But I think one of the misconceptions is that we should be overly wary of it, which I don't think is the case, especially if you have some good privacy policies in place, as well as not every note taker takes a recording of the video or takes a recording of the audio. Some even just use transcripts. So people are used to thinking of AI note takers as the little box that joins your meeting, and there's no problem with them. Some of them are very good, but you don't have to use those. There are other ones. There are a lot of other ones. So you could find the one that suits you. I don't get so much pushback as much as I get surprised that there's so much more you could do with your notes and the transcripts. So I use automation to save my notes and transcripts in different ways, including by filing them in different folders in my cloud drive, as well as adding tasks to my project management system. So those are two very basic things I do, and I have it running in the background and I don't have to keep track of it, and nothing falls through the cracks, which is wonderful. The folders I put them into, for me, it's organized by client or prospective client. For a nonprofit, it might be with donors, prospective donors, lapsed donors, board members, volunteers. You could organize these notes in many different ways, whether with automation or manually. But the important part is that you should put like with like, because in addition to having your notes and in addition to tracking tasks for you, what it can also do is it can help you understand your audience. I think that's the that's one of the hidden gems of using a note taker that a lot of people aren't doing yet. You could aggregate the transcripts that you have over time to find the patterns and the language that people are using so that you could speak more directly to them.
That's one of the things that I don't think I've ever thought of when it comes to that, because you can prompt anything once you have the transcript, right? Of, hey, identify what are some of the common words that this donor, this potential funder use regularly so that you can then pull that out and then reuse those in either letters, donation asks, even future marketing. If you see the common phrase that some of these people are using, it's a great way of just kind of having a little helper help you out. And I think a lot of people, sometimes they're worried that AI is going to, you know, disrupt so many different things, but really all it's there for is making your life easier and better and doing some of the little tasks that you never really thought of. And I think of with AI, you have to ask really good questions. So you have to be good at asking good quality questions, and it'll give you amazing results. And I think a lot of people think AI is going to take over, but really AI just answers whatever you tell it. And the better question you ask, the better answer it's going to give you and the more valuable the answer is going to be. But if you ask horrible questions, it's going to give you, you know, mediocre answers. So it's kind of one of those great things of the more data you can get out of a meeting or a phone call, it just powers you to be able to ask the AI agents more questions to be able to pull more valuable information for your donors. And ultimately, at the end of the day, you want to be able to talk to them in a way that resonates with them and hopefully will get them to become a donor to your organization. Yeah. What do you think are some of the bigger opportunities that most nonprofits are missing when it comes to utilizing an AI note taker?
So in the vein of storing your, I like to store the transcripts and not just the notes. And what I use is Google has a lesser known product called Notebook LM. Have you heard of it, Tom?
I have, yeah.
You have. So the free version lets you store up to 50 sources, but the version that comes with Google Workspace that most nonprofits are eligible for to get for free through Google for Nonprofits will let them use up to, I think, 300 sources. And what this does is you open a notebook and you upload your own sources, and then you can chat with the AI, and everything it discusses with you is grounded in your sources. So there's no hallucination. This isn't to like write things for you. It's to research, find patterns, and pull out emotionally resonant quotes. So I like to create notebooks in Notebook LM for different topics or different categories or different demographics, and reference those notebooks when I'm trying to either serve or speak to that demographic. I find it enormously, enormously helpful. So Notebook LM also helps mitigate a lot of fears around hallucination. There are good ways to prompt AI so that AI doesn't tell you things that aren't true, but Notebook LM is a really good way to just take that out of the equation and really stay grounded in what are people saying to you, and mirroring their language back to them is really important. In marketing, that's something important in general, because in a nonprofit, you have the curse of knowledge, right? Or in anything, you have the curse of knowledge where you know too much. And so sometimes when you talk about things, you lose people along the way. And taking a step back and really reminding yourself of how people are talking about your cause, right? They don't care that it's your fiscal year and your fiscal year is ending, right? They want to help solve the problem of homelessness in your community, for example, right? So you could use these transcripts in the notebooks to figure out also what's driving people to give, and then that could improve your marketing messaging over time.
And how easy is it for an organization to set that up? It seems complicated, right? Like, 300 sources, different folders, different transcripts. But I think you have a process of making this extremely easy and straightforward and something that anybody can pretty much implement.
Super, super easy. Choose an AI note taker that you like, either that has a free version that you find works for you or a cheap paid version. Zoom, if your organization has like a pro level Zoom account, Zoom has a built-in tool. Meet has a built-in tool you can use. A lot of CRMs even are starting to have tools. So take a look at your current tech stack because you probably have more than one option. Or you can use another one. For example, I use one called Granola that uses just the transcript of the audio. So there's no video recording. There's no audio recording. It's just transcript and notes. And then what you do is you use automation to store your conversations in a specific way. So for example, at a nonprofit, you will want to have Okay. Something important. There's a few things you can do to keep your data clean and streamlined that make this so much easier. If you're using a scheduling tool like Calendly, the one that comes in Google Calendar, TidyCal, make sure the meetings have different types of bookings with the meetings with different names. So for example, 30-minute conversation with donor, and then it's the donor name. 30-minute conversation with supporter, 30-minute conversation with board member, something that helps you filter what this conversation is. Then when the conversation is done, most automation tools like Zapier can catch your transcript as soon as your meeting is over. And you can tell it, okay, if the title says donor in it, put it in my folder called donor. If the title says board in it, put it in my folder called board. If the title says client in it, put it in the folder called client, right? So this is one way that I like to just make sure that things are backing up and that I don't have to remember it on the fly, even though, of course, you can organize it in a million other ways after that. Then the next thing I do is when I'm curious about something or when I'm working on something, I'll just download that Drive folder, extract or, open it up on my computer and upload that into a notebook. It's really that simple. And then you just start talking to the chat in the notebook.
It seems like almost too easy, right? And it's really just a lot of it just comes down to your naming convention, right? If you can name the file in a specific way, you can use automation to really segment everything that you do. And, it just kind of helps if you have a quick little playbook or SOP to follow. And I know that's a lot of what, you help your customers with is kind of implementing a lot of these strategies and automations and things like that. So, with small organizations, just kind of getting started with AI, mm-hmm. The AI note taker is the first step, right? Like that's the easy step. That's like the low hanging fruit. And then it kind of gets you into the world of AI. And then I think once you start to see how much it's improving what you're doing and the decisions that you're making, then kind of taking them into, okay, what else can we automate in our organization to save time or money or help us make better decisions? It's all kind of stacks on top of each other after that. But with helping small nonprofits just get started, I could see some people getting very overwhelmed with, oh man, we have to, now implement AI into our tech stack, right? How can small teams start using, AI a little bit at a time so that they're not feeling like they have to change out the whole tech stack overnight? Is there a little process or a simple process that you do with your customers and your clients to help them kind of transition from the old way of technology into the AI, enabled way?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think that is actually a common misconception that in order for this to work, you have to just start over. You have to throw everything out and start over.
Rebuild.
That's not true at all. I like to start small and keep a foot in the familiar. My clients and I only switch over when we're ready, because otherwise you're going to break a lot of things and cause a lot of strife that nobody needed. So you're right. An AI note taker is a great example of something simple that you can add that enhances what you're already doing. The other two things you could think about is this is really not about the tools. So let's think about your information. You have your sources of truth, where you believe the information to be most accurate, for example, your CRM, your project management tool, and then you have the glue or the connectors. So these are, I think, the two really important places to start. Is your CRM or your main source of truth for your organization, is it up to date? Is it accurate? Can you rely on that information? If not, that's the important place to start. And the glue. So what tools are you using now, and how would you incorporate really simple automations to help save time? Because even though 5 minutes doesn't feel like a lot, and every time you do it, you might say to yourself, okay, I don't need to automate this. This doesn't take me so long. But if you automate all of those repetitive tasks that you're telling yourself don't take so long, over time, that adds up to be a lot of saved time. And also, don't underestimate the ability to do less context switching. So the more automation can do for you so that you can stay focused on what you do best, the better your work will be, because you don't have to be manually filing things or storing things. That's not something a person in particular has to do. I mean, you can. There will be some upfront time, right? The initial time to set things up and get used to it, of course, takes more time than just saving it yourself. But it really is worth it in the long run to just notice what are those things that you're doing over and over and over, and try to notice, are there any ways I could glue these things together? Zapier has most products in it. You'd be pretty surprised. Google Workspace now has flows built into it. So a lot of things that happen in Google, if you're in the Google system, you can connect to each other really easily between your calendar and your Drive and your email. So try to look for those things and think of it in those ways instead of the tools first. This really is about your information and your tasks.
Well, and I also think starting with one little thing, doing it for a couple of weeks, get, you know, comfortable with it, and then add in the next one, right? I think we've all probably tried using AI to rewrite emails or different things like that. And you saw how easy that was. And probably now for a lot of people listening, that's just something that you normally do, right? But now the next step would be going into an AI note taker for all of your calls and meetings, and then taking that transcript and then utilizing that data in a way that, again, makes your decisions smarter, saves you time, and then just kind of AI stacking from there all your different skills and knowledge. And you don't need to go out and buy these big expensive tools that have everything built in. You can slowly add it on into your workflow step by step. So, you know, for a nonprofit leader who's listening right now and's like, okay, I want to do this, but where do I even start? You know, what's one simple step that they can take this week, today, that could add real value from an AI note taker?
That's a great question. If you're using some sort of project management system with your team, I think the simplest thing you could do is automatically add your action items to your system after each meeting. Have it automatically assigned to you with the due date as like today or tomorrow, so it doesn't get lost in the ether, and then you slot it where it belongs or delete it from there. That's my favorite thing to do. Just making sure all the action items land in my, I use Asana. If you don't, you can also make them tasks in your Google Calendar, for example. The other thing you could do is you could have it automatically draft follow-up emails for you. So after the meeting is over, have it draft the emails for you and then send you the drafts. So this is important. I don't like to send anything AI wrote without looking at it. To me, it's like an assistant that teed something up. I'm never going to have that send without me looking at it. But you can have automation email you drafts of the emails that you should send different participants, and then you look it over yourself and decide what you want to send, if you want to send, add to it. But those are two basic things that will just really help you make those meetings productive.
I love that too, because 90% done by somebody else is 100% awesome, right? So, you know, I agree with you 100% where you don't want to rely on AI to write the email and send it. But if it can do the 90% of just crafting it and maybe summarizing what we just talked about, you give it a quick once over, make your little personal adjustments to it, and then send it. You know, that's definitely super valuable and a huge time saver. So I was going to ask my next follow-up question to that is like, what is one thing that you love? You know, what's the game changer for you when using the note taker? Like, what do you use? What's your number one thing other than that draft reply that you love taking your AI notes from and implementing somehow?
One other thing I like to do is, because I work in marketing, I do a lot of storytelling and I interview a lot of people. So using the note taker really helps me have a much more fluid conversation. And then I use the transcript to help me write. So I'll write a draft, but I'll also put, for example, I'll ask the transcript or I'll use the conversation to find the emotionally resonant quotes or to help me remember the details, right? The concrete details that bring something to life. So that's one of my favorite uses for it. I've found AI note takers really has helped take storytelling to the next level when you use it in tandem with your own writing process.
Well, and I also think, depending on who you're talking to and pulling those transcripts from, if you can somehow drop in those little nuggets of what you guys had talked about, that maybe they're like, oh my God, I can't believe Faggy just remembered that. Like, I just kind of nonchalantly said it. And now, you know, you're bringing it up in an email or a post or something like that. Like, that's super valuable and personalized, right? And that's what people resonate to, especially donors. They want to feel like they're being heard. And the AI note taker will catch all of that stuff, even though you might not. But I loved what you said earlier, where using an AI note taker allows you to focus more on the conversation and not so much on trying to remember everything that's being said, right? And you don't have a little assistant over your shoulder kind of writing everything down behind you, right? Your AI note taker is that assistant. Mm-hmm. And most likely we'll catch everything, right? Compared to a human. So it's definitely a valuable tool that everybody should be implementing today. And Faggy, I know you work with a lot of nonprofit customers and clients that, you know, this is one of the things that you help implement for them. You know, if somebody wanted to get started today and they wanted to reach out to you for information or help, you know, what's the best way that they can get into your world?
Yeah. I'm on LinkedIn. I have a very unique name. So it's spelled F-A-I-G-Y. And I got the vanity URL that's just /F-A-I-G-Y. So I'm very proud of that.
Like a Madonna or a Cher, you know?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, that's great. And we'll make sure you'll check the description below for direct links to get in contact with Faggy. And definitely, if you have any questions related to AI, improving your nonprofit, Faggy is definitely the go-to person for all of this. Faggy, thank you so much for being on the Million Dollar Nonprofit Podcast today. This has been great and valuable information.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.